Brian, congratulations, a fantastic victory, and just talk us through it.
I thought we started brightly. We made an emphasis on that before the game, that Scunthorpe, who we've had a lot recently, start games strongly, and we needed to match their start, and that's what we did, both in the first half and the second half, because they were lifted by the goal. I thought it was a great technical goal from the free kick, and which gave them a massive boost, and would boost them in the second half. But we did have a lot of chances. We got the third goal at the right time. We switched off for their goal, and I must admit, which made it a tense last couple of minutes. But generally, I was delighted with the way the team ethic and the teamwork was shown and displayed today.
Had so much possession in the first half, you know, dominated. But how good was it to get a goal early on?
Very important. People would say it's fortuitous because it's an own goal. But we did have three people in the box at the same time, so it could have been easily be finished by one of them. You take any goal, you know, at this stage, any type of goal. Fair play to Scunthorpe. They played their part, and I thought it was an enthralling game.
Ian Hume gets the second one. I think a goal of that manner was coming, wasn't it? You'd had a couple of similar openings, and then Ian got the one that he took.
Well, one of the reasons I decided to go with Ian was because he's very good at darting runs in behind defender, and that's exactly what happened with the goal. Little 10, 15-yard runs in behind where defenders don't like them runs, and coolly finished.
And as you say, you know, the goal that they got before half-time maybe gave them a bit of momentum, but you've come out afterwards. And how important was it to get that third?
Yeah, I think we've had a chance. Actually, Rob has had a chance. Big Chris had a big chance on the right-hand side. He's overhit this cross. And James Husband has done remarkably well to keep the ball in play on the left-hand side and linked up well with Tommy Sayers and John Lumsden. Good football and a really good technical goal.
But when you had sort of got a hold on at the end, you showed a bit of character there, didn't you? And a bit of bottle as well, because you needed to get the job done. I mean, there's another game just up the road where Yeovil in a similar situation. It's finished 3-3, but you've clung on to get the win.
Yeah, I think it's important that we know how to win games, how to finish games. Last week was a little bit of a second half. We should have finished the game off in the first half. But the lads are doing well at the moment, generally.
Does it give you any advantage, the fact that this game went ahead when there were so many games that are off? There are other sort of teams that are up at the top that haven't played today. Now you've got the points on the board. That helps you, doesn't it?
I don't like games in hand. I prefer points. Much prefer points. The pitch played really well, I must admit. When I woke up this morning and I saw what was outside, I thought there's no chance. But it's been good, and the ground staff must be congratulated on getting the pitch. I think they were here at 7 o'clock this morning, so it's well done to them.
And I suppose moments like this, you know, a weekend like this in a season when, it could be one, it could be three, it could be none. You've got three. Another team in the rivals have had to settle for one. These little weekends can make a difference at this
stage. Oh, yeah, without a shout, there's only 6 weeks to go, isn't it? 6 weeks to go, and we're in a good position. We're happy where we are.
What's the mood like, though, when you are top of the league? You know, everybody wants to come and have a go at you. You know, Scunthorpe were desperate for the points as well. How do you keep sort of churning performances like this out?
Stay relaxed. It's very easy. If we keep them relaxed, looking forward to training, which they are doing, and keep them focused and relaxed going into games, we'll be okay.
Now, there is just a week to go until, obviously, the loan window closes as well. From what you've seen today, does that suggest that you're not going to be dipping back into the market? You're happy with what you've got?
I'm happy with what I've got. It's unlikely I do anything. If I do, I'll do it very quickly, if I do. But unlikely at the moment.
I know James Harper is here today, wasn't he? But there's been talk of him going out on loan. Is that still likely to happen?
Apparently it's on Twitter, was it? That's what I've heard.
Well, everything's these
on
days,
Twitter. Yeah, well, exactly. So that's where it's come from. I've not spoke to James about it.
So he's not going to be going out on loan?
I don't think so, no.
And when you see your team at the top of the league, you know, with, what is it, 6 or 7 games to go now, you must feel confident that you can finish this now. What is it going to take, that last final push to get over the line?
Performances like that. Simple as that. Performance like that will get us there, no doubt.